Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And again, we're here to do healings for everyone. So I hope you're all having a wonderful evening. And let's talk about the Lightship momentarily here. The Lightship comes just at the time when Jesus walked the earth to do ascension. Remember, Jesus did ascension here. This is why he came. Some people don't understand why he was here and doing all his miracles. It was because ascension was here. And every 2,000 years it happens. And we're here again with the same basic teachings of Jesus. And the main thing that you need to remember, and you might want to write this down, is that the light only works in the now. And that's the most important thing. The light only works in the now. And anything outside of the now is the darkness energy. And that includes the mind. And the mind is the trap that we're trying to get out of so that we can be all heart-centered. This show is here to help you get heart-centered and to, in a sense, get out of the mind and teach you how to do that. And for ascension time, you must be in your body fully with your spirit so your spirit can re-energize the blueprint of your body. And then you have what Jesus talked about as everlasting life, which means that you're going to another dimension in perfect 100% health at the perfect age that you'd like to select of your body's blueprint. And to be able to experience a wonderful state of being with your body. Remember, your body's been here for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And it would love to be released not only out of the earth plane, because it will be released anyway, but may not be rematerialized. So it's able to do this wonderful thing right now if you're willing to work on yourself to release these energies out of it, which is the densities from your past. And the Bible talks about, and most Christians believe, that Jesus died for their sins. Well, that's sort of true. He was teaching how to release genetic cellular imprintings, which is what the Lightship was doing for him, and so that you can call sins. So the people that were able to catch on and to do their work and to be able to release their judgments of their ancestors were able to move and incorporate their spirit more fully and 100% in their body for the ascension process. So, in a sense, yeah, he did die because he was teaching people how to, in a sense, release their sins, release their genetic programming. But once he was gone, that does not take place in the next 2,000-year cycle because he's not here. So it only stopped at that point in time. And are you there, Sylvia? Do you have anything to add or anything?
Wow, well, you just covered so much ground in just a couple of minutes. It's really a lot for people to think about and to kind of really grasp the meaning of. And maybe you could talk a little bit more about what you meant when you said our bodies have been here for thousands of years and a long time, and they want this opportunity. So how does that work? Is that talking about the genetic line that runs through from one body to the next?
Yes, that is correct. And so who your body is the makeup of all of the thoughts of your ancestors. And each lifetime you have the possibility of integrating your spirit fully into your body. And when you do that, you won't necessarily disappear, but you're going to be walking in pure spirit. And you'd be able to get out of the pain and the trauma that everyone normally experiences, because then you're not in judgment. So the body is holding the judgment from the past, and this is why we have the situations that we deal with in this lifetime. So Jesus wasn't necessarily, he didn't die for our sins. You know, he was here to teach us about ascension, but he was actually killed because he was teaching about that. And remember, if Jesus were to come in this lifetime right now, which he is not going to do, but if he were to, where would he go? You know, what Christian church could he walk into? There probably wouldn't be a one out there, because naturally everybody's praying to a God energy outside of themselves, which is what he told you. And also in the Bible, in the Old Testament, you know, one of the commandments is, you know, don't have any gods before thee. Well, that means that, you know, don't pray to false idols. And you are it. You are the divine energy. So it's very simple to look at. And so he would tell you, number one, don't pray to some god that some minister is telling you to pray to, because you're deleting your energy, and these gods are actually extraterrestrial beings. And it's a really good example if you just watch the movie 10,000 B.C. It's wonderful. Near the last probably third of the movie, they talk about that. They say, man, this guy came from the sky, and he's from the stars, and he's ruling all these people, causing them pain and torture, killing people, and he's supposed to be a god, and they actually killed him. So this is kind of what we're looking at, is that these beings are physical, and they're extraterrestrial beings, and this is where you're sending your energy to whenever you pray to a god energy. So that's a false idol. You want to keep your prayers, if you do anything, to yourself, connecting to your own spirit. Don't go outside of yourself. That's the teachings of Jesus. So you want to really look at that inwardly and realize that you've kind of been duped in your whole lifetime here of false information. The next thing, if you were to go into a church and he were to say that, he would next say, you know, you don't need a church to go to. And so that would not really make the churches happy, because they like making money. And, you know, I'll just stop there with the energy of that. I don't want to make it too negative here on the program. But basically, the whole process is go within and connect with the divinity inside of yourself. So I guess we'll first start off here with the emotional healing sample for people, and then we'll do some other work here. Now, if you're new to the program, you may not know this, but the light chip can do and cleanse your whole emotional body through a special healing session, and at the most it takes about 1 hour to do. So if you don't know that, you can have your whole emotional baggage cleared in this lifetime in an hour or less, and it's permanent and it doesn't come back to you, and the cost for that is $5 times your age. So if you're if you're 20 years of age, it's only $5 a year. And it's $100, and that's like going on a nice date, and you can get released of all of your peer pressures, the problems with your teachers in school, also with your parents and anybody around you, which is preventing you from being and expressing who you are. This is where you kind of get molded, you know, in life, you know, from the age of 20, we'll say, on down. And you may be wanting to express more creativity, but maybe that was either beaten out of you, or the energy was actually the people talking told you that you weren't good enough to do something. So it's just a wonderful healing. It can be done with anybody on the planet here. Just need to connect with somebody who knows someone, and that's it. So here we go. And they don't have to be told about the healing either. So I'm going to do a sample for everyone. And just sit back and relax. We're going to do the last 5 days of your life here. Light chip always starts from the present moment, and they go back in time. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 4 days ago. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 3 days ago. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 2 days ago. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 1 day ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, this very special day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I'd like you all to sit back and relax. Look at scenarios that may have happened to you in the last 5 days. And just see how you feel. And how are you doing, Sylvia?
Oh, doing very well. And getting back to what you were talking about earlier about our bodies being made up of the thoughts of our ancestors and their judgments, and then piled on top of that we have our judgments, and until we become kind of like a walking judgment factory. And is this what is being addressed with this emotional body clearing? Is it getting rid of our judgments?
Yes, it does take away in this lifetime what you have dealt with up to this point in time.
Okay.
Remember, the body wants to heal itself of the densest energies first. And so it will bring those to the surface, come into your reality through your auric field. It'll radiate situations that it wants to deal with. Maybe it'll say, well, I have blocked energy in my knee, so can someone please help me with my knee. And what will happen is you'll first see people around you who might have a knee problem. It could be someone, you know, tripping and skinning their knee. It could be somebody maybe walking with a walker as an older person having a knee problem. It could be somebody with maybe a leg in a cast. It could be just many, many things. So normally we first have the grace energy around us, we'll say, coming, and you're going to see something outside of yourself that is trying to show you the situation that you're dealing with. And for most people, I would say that they don't get it. And it may take 20 years of seeing these events, and then all of a sudden it's coming closer to you, and then you start manifesting something in your body. And it may just be the same thing like they're experiencing. Maybe you tripped and hurt your knee. Maybe you have a broken kneecap, you know, which would be, you know, the far extreme. And even worse than that, having your leg amputated at the knee. But this is how the body is attempting to help itself. So in one sense, you know, you are, the body is typically trying to show you, and in the process it loves itself so much that it will sabotage part of itself in the healing process if you don't get it. So that's
trying to get your attention to let you know where it is that it needs healing, where these judgments are stored.
Yes, so if you can catch it right off the bat, maybe right now, or maybe if you don't have a condition and you do see something happening to you or to someone else, know that you have blocked energy there. You know, it's the worst thing is to not recognize the problem, and then from there end up having some type of major physical accident or something because you didn't get and understand what the blocked energy actually was. As far as knowing where it came from, makes no difference. You don't have to go into it and regurgitate it and meditate on it. You just want to release the energy out of you. And this healing that we do here for your whole life takes away all these scenarios so that you're able to be in the moment. And this is actually a 3-in-1 clearing, and it heals your spirit, heals your emotional body, and also your physical body of these densities. Back to you, Sylvia.
Wonderful. So the emotional clearing, if a person does, then their whole lifetime, it gets rid of the densities that have been stored for that person's whole lifetime. But how do you address, like if somebody's stored, got their ancestors' judgments and so forth that are stored, or maybe their previous lifetimes and all that baggage, can you talk about how to get rid of that also?
Yeah, that's an ascensory clearing that we do. And we go back 100 years at a time. And typically most people incarnate here with their spirit. Their spirit comes in to select a body. And that'll be probably between maybe 20 to maybe 60,000 years ago. And that's where people are here. And unfortunately, you're stuck here. This is, like I say, a prison planet. There's only one life in the now with the light. And there's no such thing as being a multidimensional being because you only have one lifetime in the moment. Although you can, after each lifetime, go out and experience the universe, but you're not all over the place. Not like a puzzle that's been thrown out and have 100,000 lifetimes at one time. You know, that's just false information that people talk about, thinking that you are multidimensional and that you're experiencing all these things.
So that's not the intention. That's not how it's supposed to be.
No, and that's all dark side teachings. Remember, the mind is the enemy, basically. So what you have is the light energy, and you have mind energy, which is basically the darkness energy. And what you want to do is be able to drop your mental body in, this mind energy, into the heart, have it surrender so it can give up the darkness. And then you actually think from the heart center with the consciousness that you have, and then your whole body can resonate with heart energy and not just with mind energy.
And it seems like when you're heart-centered, it's just wonderful because you're just in the now and you're peaceful and you're enjoying the moment and you're creating and you're not thinking about things. You're not, in the past. You're not out there in the future. You're just there, and it's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. And so when I mentioned about praying to yourself, if you're going to do anything at all in communication with your mentalness, remember when you pray, you normally pray with your mind. So we'll just take a typical scenario. A person goes to church, and the person up there, you know, in the front, minister, rabbi, whatever, if you're going to do any prayer work, priest, they're going to say, well, no, we're not going to pray to God. Well, these gods are extraterrestrial beings that have energies that are being attached to you. So you're attached by these alien beings, and along with you giving them your energy freely. And they'll take as much as you can give them. And so when you start to pray, as you connect with these energies, which you probably have done, you know, thousands of times, once you do that, then you are connected to the dark side. Because remember, that God energy is strictly brought here by the Galactic Federation. You can never go to the light ship, or they don't even want to have anything to do with you as far as your prayers, because they're pure light energy. You have to look at it in a different way. The light is pure light, 100% light. And since we're not 100% light, they do not want to be infiltrated with darkness, which is our mind energies. And so they're not going to see you as a divine source 100%, so they're not going to accept what you're giving them because they don't want to lower their frequency vibration of light. And so what you're doing then when you do send out energies for like a prayer to someone, and I'll get into this in a little bit here, you're actually doing a psychic attack on them. So when you do pray, just think of the energy in your heart center and communicate with your spirit. Ask your spirit for guidance. Your spirit doesn't need your mental energy. And again, that's like a psychic attack. So just sort of drop into your heart and communicate. And I'll just switch over to what people do for prayers. What happens is, let's just give the scenario where you have a congregation of maybe 300 people, or maybe people at a workshop, expo, etc., and they want to send the prayer energy to somebody. Well, since almost everybody here is not in their heart center 100%, what happens is the energy from the heart is what you're attempting to think that you're sending may only be maybe one or a few percent of what you're really sending. The rest is all modulated by your emotional traumas and your emotional body. So the person may get 1% heart energy and 99% psychic attack energy of consciousness of your stuff, your baggage, because it goes along with that. You can't separate the two. And then at that point, the person has to deal with all of this psychic attack energy that you're giving them. Remember, this is mind energy, and mind energy is not the divine. Mind energy is controlled, number one, by the extraterrestrial beings from the dark side, and those could be soulless beings or even some with souls if they don't choose to stay in the light all the way. Remember, there's still people on our planet who does have a soul, a spirit in their body, but they do awful things. So it's the same way with the extraterrestrials, okay? And so when you do send out the energy, and this energy is going to someone, you are actually doing a psychic attack. And so then it's like the battle of the minds, and there's no difference between doing that and using witchcraft or voodoo or anything where you actually project energy to someone for negative intent. Even though you think that you're doing a positive thing for them, the energy itself is going to cause them harm. Now, it is true that, say you get 200 people thinking of someone, and the person could very possibly have a healing. Well, that is true. That can work that way. That little 1% of heart energy can do the healing. But then what about the other 99% of the gunk that you gave them? Maybe they'll be suffering from that for their whole lifetime. So you have to kind of really consider what you're doing. So if you do prayers from your heart 100%, then there's no problem with that. But most people are not heart-based. They're strictly, you know, inside of their head.
So on that note, how about if we get everyone heart-based right now by doing an entity clearing and then the mind-to-heart drop?
Okay, so here we go. Let's get rid of some entities that are hanging on to you so that you're able to release these energies here. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on. They have their own history, their own agenda, and they're here to inhabit your body because they lost their physical body that they lived in. And they want to find a body because they need the life force energy from someone who's living to actually sustain their life. Otherwise, the emotional body will cease to exist. So we can have hundreds, if not thousands, of entities with us. Some are laying dormant. Some are just taking your energy away from you. So here we go. We're taking away the entities. Now we'll work with our complete legs here and releasing entities. Now we're going to go up to your shoulders now and release them there. And now we're going to go to your neck and down the arms, down to the tip of your fingers, working now with your head. Here we go. And we'll bring now into you your spirit energy. And these energies left because of trauma, pain, fear, etc. Anything that is not of the light, that is low frequency, is why it left. Remember, your spirit cannot and will not come into low densities. And the low densities are when we get into judgment. Here we go. And the light chip is multidimensional, so it's not necessarily on any dimension, but it does appear physical when you go on it, because all creations do have physicality to it in the dimensions that they're in. But the light chip is multidimensional. Here we go, coming in with more of your spirit. So stronger as it comes in, and I'll just count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Coming in some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. You should feel a little better. You might want to walk around a little bit. You should feel a little more energized. If you feel slightly tired right now, it's because the density's left you, and your spirit now is integrating with your body, and your body is going through a healing process. And the healing process sometimes, requires the body to actually slow down somewhat. And it will slow down because it has its own consciousness, and it will do that to accept the healing. So your body does and can heal itself, and your spirit is with you to help that. And next we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. I'll let everybody get back. Do you have any thing to say there, Sylvia, as you're walking around here?
Oh, let's see. Well, I guess I'll mention, it seems like, and maybe you can respond to this, I don't know if you can or not really, but it seems like the energy is really changing and shifting lately. And I noticed, like, for example, today, the skies were just crystal clear and the most beautiful I've seen in a very long time, and just felt very good, as though some of the energy is lifting and clearing in a very nice way.
Yes, the light chip is doing a lot of this here, if not all of it. And they're bringing in just new energies here. Remember, we're in the ascension time, so every day you're going to be sensing and feeling new energies coming in if you're a sensing person. And typically 1% of the men can feel, and women are about 50-50. So if you don't feel, things are happening anyway out there. But the light ship brought in the new sky color, which is blue the way it used to be. So they took away some of the energies that were discordant around and brought in another frequency of blue, which you can sample and see for yourself on a nice day. They also are changing the rainbow. They're changing the oxygen down here. So they're doing many, many things to help us, and also to help the Earth spirit mainly to do the ascension process. So everything has to be released before the Earth spirit can go to a higher consciousness. So this is what the main intent is here, is to have the Earth spirit leave. And then secondary is for the people on the planet to leave with her, regardless, if you're in tune or not. When the Earth spirit leaves the Earth plane here, the Earth blueprint, then it won't be materialized again by this energy of the earth, spirit. So everything needs to be put back into sequence again, back into harmony after the universal shift. Everything is dematerialized during that process. And then from there, it's rematerialized over again. And if some other spirit chooses to come into the earth blueprint, it can materialize the earth again. If not, there will be no more earth, which is the way it happens every 2,000 years. Is that the earth spirit is kind of tired of being in duality caused by the Galactic Federation or E.T. Space Brothers. So it's leaving and going to eighth-dimensional reality where it already has another blueprint that it created and is waiting to energize that. But it first has to release and come back into wholeness. And this is why we're seeing these changes now happening to the planet and visual sights that we may see, like the clouds and the actual sky itself. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. So I think everyone's probably had a chance to walk around, and they're back now, and we can go ahead and do the mind-to-heart drop.
Okay, here we go. So just sit back and visualize, if you would, your mind, your awakening consciousness. It's hard to say where it is, but we normally know that our thoughts are inside of our head, and typically they're actually throughout our whole body, but we perceive them in our head. And we're now going to drop that energy down, our awakening consciousness, the voice inside of our head that we have all the time, into our heart center. This is your mental body. So here we go, dropping down, and I'll count from 10 backwards to 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And just stay in your heart center. The way you know if you're in your heart is to see if the thoughts that you have when you start to think right now resonate with your chest cavity. Normally it's inside of your head, and you're going to hear the thought with your ears, okay? It should be inside your chest cavity, which we'll say is inside of your heart. If you're still in your head, then you haven't did the drop yet. So I'll do this a few more times for people who just haven't got there yet. And this you can practice all the time to do. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll just give you maybe a minute of silence here. Okay, so you should feel like you're still in your heart center. We're going to energize the light being on the screen. So if you're new to the program, you should hopefully be on the Creation Lightship page. If you're not, then go to, we'll just say Monday. That's the easiest one to scroll down to. The second one listed there. Go to Monday at 4 o'clock. Click on Creation Lightship Healing. And scroll down about maybe a little bit over an inch on your scroll bar. Underneath the blinking flower with the different testimonials scrolling by there. And if you choose to read them, just put your mouse over the words and they'll stop. And bring up the light beam underneath that. And we're going to energize the light beam right now. And this is a female light beam. And she's going to come into your room and provide healing for you. And you may want to just watch her. She'll become more three-dimensional looking. Her eyes will emit more white light. And you might see her actually try to float off the page as these color frequencies become more vivid for you. and she's being energized right now. She'll be fully energized in about 15 seconds. There we go. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
It's just wonderful to watch the light being as the energy comes in and the light just comes off of that. I never get tired of watching her come in. It's just, and it's such a wonderful feeling. It's great. So let's see. What shall we do next? Do you want to take up some of the questions on the fast chat, or do you have something else pressing to go into?
Yeah, well, we could do some of the fast chat questions. That'd be fine.
Okay. Let's see. We have, and there's a lot of questions, and I'm sorry if we can't get to everyone's, but we'll just pick a couple. And we have a question about what exactly is forgiveness.
Forgiveness, I would say, would be forgiving yourself, releasing the densities of trauma that you have inside of yourself. Because the energy that you have to release, which will be a dense energy, and the forgiveness energy that you can bring to yourself, which your spirit also has, will help you in this process. Remember that the light ship, when it wasn't here, relied on you and your spirit to do the connection, to do all the work that you need to do for the ascension process. When I came to help the light ship in this process, they stated that they'd only be here for 2 years, which is I'm way overdue. It was actually 2 years, 2 years over a year ago in February. So they were assuming that everybody would be ready for the ascension process, and that 2 years would be plenty of time to show people how to do the ascension, thinking that we here would be probably about already 90% through the process, because the Galactic Federation and all the divine beings that should have been here in divine light would be helping everyone. And what happened was these divine beings were normally only about 20%, if that, in the light. And these are Archangel Michael and Saint Germain and all these other energies that came down from the Galactic Federation. And they first started off 100% light from the light ship, and then the Federation basically corrupted them, stripped them of their energies, and they still came down doing the best they could. But at that point, the teachings were not 100% of the light, so you had like the blind leading the blind, so to speak. And they did their best, but it wasn't enough. So that's the kind of the problem there. But the forgiveness energy is actually, everything is tied back to your own individual spirit. Like I said, the light ship does not need your prayers whatsoever. No reason to pray to the light ship, because you have the divinity inside of you. So you want to always stay with your spirit. You want to connect with your spirit to see where you go next in your life, what practitioner to see, what maybe pendant to buy if people are sending pendants, and just to have that realization that you have everything that you need inside of you. You don't need anything outside to help you. So the actual forgiveness is available from your spirit, and it can help you in that process. And the process of forgiving yourself is like having you know, a lot of healings done, but it's difficult because the body's so dense right now, and that's very unfortunate for humanity that we didn't have any help here from the Galactic Federation and our space brothers. Back to you, Sylvia. Hope that answered the question.
Sounds good. So let's see, we have a request. Can we pull out the mental and emotional body out again?
Yes, we could do that. So this
maybe
is a very
about unique a little bit for device. Someone who's not familiar with it.
Yeah, okay, so we have 108 energy bodies that make up the physical body that interact with it. And these bodies that we're going to be taking out, one is the mental body. This is where your the mind control energies come to and get collected, along with you know, what your conscious thoughts are. And that body is very detrimental to us. The way you want to work, I remember seeing something on the fast chat here about being an engineer. How do I work maybe outside of that, or how do I work when I don't have a mental body, or use the mental energy? Well, when you connect it to your heart, and your heart actually talks to you, then at that point you're actually working with the divine energy in that type of framework, and it will sound like a mental conversation, but it'll be heart energy talking to you instead of mind control energy. So we're going to take that body out, and we'll also take out the emotional body, and this again is like a big sponge which collects every trauma in your lifetime. And remember, those traumas are not caused in this lifetime, they're caused from the past. So you're living the past life of all your ancestors. And also you're living the past of all the entities that your body has collected by you not being fully in your body. So it gets to be a whole bunch of problems. And plus you're living the energies of parallel lives from the dark side. So it's a big can of worms. We're going to take these out of you so you can be heart-centered. And when they come out, you're going to be able to sit there and feel the divinity of who you really are without interference. So here we go. We're going to take out your mental body, and we're going to put that to the left side of you. And here we are. And it won't go very far, believe me. It'll want to come back into you. It's like stretching a spring that's very, very stiff. So you may have this reprieve for maybe two or 3 minutes maximum here, probably, for most people. So we're going to take out the mental body. And here it goes. It's 10% out, 20, 30, 40, 50. Here we go, 60, 70, 80, 90. And we got up to 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. There, that one's out of you now, okay? So you should feel different. If you're using your mental energies a lot, you're going to feel that it's not with you. You can still think, though, but you're not going to be tormented by a million thoughts at one time. And now we're going to take off the emotional body. Here we go, coming out. And going to go to the right side of you. And if you put your hand out there, you can probably feel the energy. And these are two bodies that tend to overpower us here, tend to keep us from connecting to our own divinity, our own spirit. There we go. It's 40% out, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, and 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, there. Okay, so again, we'll drop you down. Well, you should already be down. I'm looking for the mental energy, and it's not there. So you're all in your heart center. And how do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, I just feel very relaxed and just at peace.
Yeah, it is very peaceful. This is the way humanity is meant to feel. And if you notice, the energy of anger and hate is no longer with you. And this is the way life is supposed to be. And your frustrations have left you.
Yeah. It's very interesting when you said, you know, to go ahead and put your hand out to the right of you so you can actually kind of feel the energy of the emotional body as it sits there next to you. And it really does feel like heavy.
Oh, yes, it is very, very heavy. Yeah.
Very dense.
Yep.
Very interesting. Oh, well, so it will be kind of wonderful not to have an emotional body there all the time, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like I kind of jokingly say, you know, to the women, this is the way a man typically feels, you know, because men normally are more mental than they are emotional. And you can kind of feel how it is to kind of be a little more relaxed and not on edge all the time. And for men who are really mental, they're actually feeling how it is to be more heart-centered, which women typically would be more than women. Remember, the reason why women typically are more psychic is because they typically have more of their spirit with them than men. And so the man will normally run more mental energy, and that mental energy can in a sense, prevent the spirit from coming in more fully, where women typically have more heart energy and they're more heart connected to their spirit. So this is why men sometimes have a difficult time relating to women, because the mind energy does not have heart. And New Age metaphysics, unfortunately, is talking about, science of mind. That's one of the churches, religious science, that is out there promoting mind control energies, which is what they're actually doing. Because then they give you a scenario where it's a part of the heart energy, and it's not. There's no such thing as heart in mind energy. And in fact, when ascension time comes, the mind energy, which is being taught these days, will no longer exist. That is the complete opposite as the heart energy. So it'll be completely taken away. This is why we're in the state of affairs that we are on this planet and in other places, because the dark side is using mind energy to control you. Once you're in the heart, nothing can control your heart, because the heart is pure love energy. So I always say, why didn't this New Age movement start off with, instead of science of mind, we'll say, do science of heart? And people look at me and they go, yeah, you're right. Why do we have these teachings of mind control, finding your parking place, doing the battle of the minds? You know, this is what generals do, in wartime. They're figuring out how their mind can outsmart somebody else's. Well, that's not heart energy at all, naturally. And people doing psychic attacks and witchcraft and voodoo, that's all mind energy. So it's all under the same umbrella, which is kind of surprising why there'd be such a great movement in religions now to talk about the mind energy and not be in the heart. And Jesus came to talk about heart energy. So this is what his whole movement was, to tell people to get out of the mind, not to pray to false gods or gods in a church, but to go inside and connect with your spirit. So the same teachings are true then as they are now, and there will always be true in even the next 2,000-year cycle. It's all the same thing. The light ship is strictly heart energy. And with the heart energy, it only works in the now. Anything outside of the now is mind, and that's the darkness. So you want to get out of the darkness, get into heart in the moment. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, I'll just pick up a couple more of these requests from the fast chat. We have one asking for if we can activate a glass of water to help with the entity clearing.
Sure, that's great. We'll do that. So if you'd all like to get a glass of water, we'll do that maybe in a couple of minutes here. And we'll have this water, the light chip will charge it from the light being on your monitor screen. And this will help you to release entities. And the water will only last for today and tomorrow, so you cannot dilute it, don't boil it, don't freeze it, just drink it. And I would probably suggest having it all at one time right now. Just drink the water down, and that will help you eliminate some of these entities that are these emotional bodies of people who passed on, or you could call them ghosts. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
All right, well, I guess while people are getting their water together, we had someone on the fast chat asking about, is it possible to release cordings from your parents?
Yeah, that's a whole session that I do in an hour. I can do a little sample of that here. So I'll release the cordings from your mother at the age of 2. And remember, when we work with these energies, all the energies are with you at the exact same time, regardless of what your age was. So some people say, well, I don't remember age 2. Well, that's okay, but the energy is still with you. And so the energy now is going to be balanced, put back into neutral state. And these healings are completed as much as they can be, but you have to have a complete session with me to have it done. And some people have asked, well, can I, if you just do 1 year and I'm 40 years of age, could I hear this clearing 40 times, on the fast chat? And is that going to work for all of my life? No, it will not. The light beings are here to help you. and you know, they're not, you know, going to do the healing unless you go to me to have it done completely. But it is a good question to ask. So here we go, age two, and this will be your mother. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And now we'll do your father's imprinting to you at the age of two. And these healings, like I say, they're probably about 80% completed. But your whole lifetime has to be done to have it really, really work for you. But you will feel results here. So here's your father, age two. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So just see how you feel. You might sense a change. Maybe your body could have been tense from what your parents told you. Maybe they yelled at you at the age of two and you kind of freaked out and you've been in that state ever since, not knowing why. So just kind of sit back and take note of this healing here. And back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I think probably just before we do the water activation, you could give people your contact information if they want to contact you to do a whole lifetime cording release from parents or anything else or anyone else that they've been corded to and whatnot. How can they contact you and do that?
Yeah, just go, if you want, to the bottom of the screen here. There's information there. The website is creationlightship.com. And you can contact me through the word healing at creationlightship.com. And then we have a toll-free number, which I believe is on the site here. Just kind of scroll down, and that will also allow me to connect with you. If you have some healings that you'd like to leave a testimonial from today, you can. You can scroll down also and go into the testimonial section. And if you want to be on our mailing list, we send out a couple of emails a month, and it's mainly where I'm going to be typically, and also about our four-hour ascension preparation call, which we have on Saturdays, which is 4 hours in length, and you're on the light ship for 4 hours having special energies brought to you for ascension and different clearings. I had a lot of questions that people were asking me at the New York Expo here, and a lot of them boil down to this, so gee, you know, I'm ready for ascension. I had my DNA strands activated. There's people doing DNA activations here, and I had my 24 strands done. And I look at them, and I say, well, but where are they getting this energy from, okay? It's not from the light ship, because you can't go to the light ship. So who is giving you this activation? Who being, what energy are you connecting to, or is a practitioner connecting to do this? And they go, well, I don't know, you know. So the main thing is that just having a DNA activation one or two times or whatever, doesn't matter what the price is, it is not going to have you ascend. In fact, it may even be to your detriment. So what you want to do is, you know, like I say, you have to release the baggage out of your body, emotional traumas, and you do this lifetime first, and you do your past life, and then you just see how you feel, and then you have a better chance to connect to your heart center, and I do many, many clearings to help you in this process. And just having an activation of your DNA or something will not help you whatsoever in any way, actually. Your DNA is changed each time you have a healing. Each time you have a healing from the light ship, and they start taking away the densities. Remember, this is what Jesus came to do 2,000 years ago. He came to take away your densities. And you can just use that word as sins. And the sins are the false teachings, the false information that people have thought of or led their life by. And these teachings and the way of life had to be released. And these were all judgments. So when you change your body, and your thoughts to a different thought, and you release the old, that does change your RNA, because your DNA is who you used to be. The RNA is the current point in you along the timeline, so you want to completely change your RNA to accept a higher consciousness, and that consciousness is always in your spirit, so it's never outside of yourself, but your spirit has to integrate with you. So back to you, Sylvia. I think we're probably ready for the water. Anything else to add to that?
Our time is getting kind of close, so I think we have their water together by now.
Okay, so put both hands on your water, and typically most people probably get 8 to 12 ounces of water. And here we go. You can watch the light beam on your monitor screen. And here we go. This energy is coming into you. And you may feel it go into your heart. Remember, these are all heart-based healings. The light ship does not work with the mind. The mind is the darkness. Never created the mind. Doesn't use the mind. And only uses heart, love energy. And it only works in the now. So here we go. She's being activated, and the energy is going into your heart, through your arms, out of your palm chakras, out of your fingers, into your glass of water. And we'll shortly have, probably on YouTube here, some of the video clips, or somewhere on the site here, maybe on the website of a few of my maybe workshops and lectures that I presented here at the New York New Life Expo. Here we go. Done probably in about 10 seconds here. It feels great. Wonderful. And yes, your RNA is your current blueprint. The old one is the DNA. So the RNA integrates with the DNA, and that's how you have changes. Okay, that feels great. So have some water right now and just see how it tastes. It should taste different. Normally the water should be smoother, silkier. It could feel wetter for some people. And I'm going to have some of mine right now. Yep, mouth-watering good. It's great.
Oh, that was wonderful. You know, we have had a lot of people typing in who were able to see you in New York at the expo and went to the booth that you had there and were able to go into the light infusion chamber that you have. And over the past few radio shows, we've had people typing in on the fast chat about all kinds of wonderful healings that they had from the light chamber. So that was great, and maybe you can talk a little bit about that. I know we're almost out of time, and talk about where the next place will be, where you'll be presenting that.
This will be in San Francisco at the New Living Expo, and that, I believe, is the last weekend of the month here. And I don't have a calendar handy, but I think it's like maybe the 26th, 27th, and 28th. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it'll be a wonderful experience. Everybody who goes into it, I had only one person leave who couldn't feel anything out of all the people that went into the booth. And they walk in kind of wondering what it's like, and they all walk out with smiles, and they feel great. And so it's just a wonderful experience. It's the first time that it's been here on the planet that you can actually have divine light energy infused into all of your cells of your body. Since we are all different races of people, and we're from extraterrestrial stock, basically, so we were brought here by extraterrestrials, and they sort of took out of us through their genetic engineering some of our intelligence, we'll say, and what we could do. They didn't want to have us down here smarter than they were. This energy comes into you, and it brings in that beautiful light energy into your cells, which they probably have taken out of us. So this is the first time on the planet that you can be infused with pure light energy from the light ship, and it's wonderful. So back to you, Sylvia. Looks like our time is kind of running out here a little bit. Anything you'd like to add?
I think you're going to be somewhere after San Francisco in May. Is that right? I think the WESAC in Mount Shasta?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we'll have the chamber there also. So if you're in Northern California, we'll be there with the light chamber in Mount Shasta at the WESAC Festival.
Wonderful, and thank you to the person who just typed in on the fast chat that they were able to go to the chamber and felt great. So anyway, I think we are out of time, but thank you so much, Ron, and the light ship and the light beings, and thank you to all the listeners for being with us today. And we will be back Friday at 9 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, so we'll see you then, everybody, and have a wonderful evening. And the light being will stay activated for the next half an hour. If you wish to request additional healing, she'll be on your monitor screen, and she'll bring in pure love energy. So stay in your heart, and blessings to all of you.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.